Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. So we're happy for another episode of DX Talks. We are here today to share some more value with really amazing people. So we will be hosting Anita, i.e. the Crypto Granny from tomorrow's conference, who is really on the forefront of technologies, to tell us more what's happening with tomorrow's conference. Anita, welcome to the platform. Welcome to DX Talks. Tell us more about yourself.
Good morning from Dubai. And thank you so much, Rudy, for the kind invite. I'm so honored and happy to be here. Yes, as for myself, as you mentioned, I'm known as the Crypto Granny. Crypto with the K, because originally Anita Kalergis comes from Finland. So in my native language, we write crypto with the K. So I want to identify to be identified back home. And I'm a marketing and salesperson to my heart and soul all my life until 2016, 17, when I got exposed to blockchain technology and realized that this is something cool and amazing, even to someone like myself with no technology background as such. And as soon as I got interested and excited, I also realized that it was quite hard for a non-tech person to follow up most of the discussions and conversations. And even if I asked someone to clarify, there, especially at the time, there were quite a few difficulties with the people to be able to give me an answer or an explanation I actually could understand. So that's how Crypto Granny was born. I have started to ask my all-time favorite question, why? I keep asking it still. I have had the honor and pleasure to ask it from many people, really, you know, influencers and opinion leaders and the celebrities of emerging technology business area. And I would identify very quickly that my human mission today is to just make sure that all of us who want and are interested in joining the economical and technological future already today feel that they can, regardless of your age or gender or background or whatever. So that's who I am and that's what I do. And I am an actual grandmother for two.
Yeah, and that's the granny come. This is where the granny comes in.
Yes, very interesting exactly. Story.
And when I met you a few months ago, I mentioned about, you know, being a granny and being into the crypto. And this is what we need to have more of you for to drive the adoption. And that was very important notice that I had to share with you at that moment. Could you tell us a little bit more about how can we drive more adoption on that space, especially for the older generation?
Thank you for the question. And yes, that is, for me, that's the core and that is the, you know, driving force in all when it comes to blockchain and cryptos and in general, the emerging technologies, because it's not specified for anyone specifically. You don't need to have more than the desire and the curiosity and interest and be willing, obviously, to learn more or understand and have the be brave enough to ask the why question or any question as often as needed and simply in a very, you know, kind and respectful way, demand an answer you understand. So to me, it comes down to that everyone should define for themselves, first of all, if they want to be part of this. And that requires, in my opinion, that you are active, interact with people who are active in the space, participate conferences, events, summits, meetups, network, listen to the ones who are totally against, listen to the ones who are maybe the maximalist even, and then do some homework, do diligence, and decide for yourself, is this for me? If it is, please do join. If you think it's not for you, that is totally fine as well. So to me, it never ever was a question of anything else that you, as a human being, What do you decide about this? And please be curious and have open mind. And that's all what it requires. Age has nothing to do with any of this, if you ask me. And I probably am proof of that. I hope so anyway.
I hope so. We all hope so, I think. And this is where Tomorrow Conference comes in. Not just on the blockchain or crypto in general. It's about artificial intelligence, blockchain, metaverse. So it's trying to really bridge that gap. Tell us more about tomorrow's conference and what really makes it unique. Because I've seen it. It is really unique in its format.
Yes, that is very true. I met the founders, Yajen and Zoran, here in Dubai. I think it was late January, mid-January, when they were preparing their first Tomorrow Conference in Dubai. And they were new to the region. Tomorrow Conference was first edition Dubai. It took place in the beginning of the year. And I was supporting and helping them with a few other people just to, you know, bring the network around and also introduce some of our amazing speakers that could potentially be speaking at the event. And that's what happened. I was also invited and asked to speak at the event myself. And after the Tomorrow Dubai, the team asked me to join them for the preparations of Belgrade event, which actually happened just now from 12th to 14th of May in Serbia, their hometown, home country. So I acted as the program director for the Belgrade second edition. And in that role, I really deep dive into what makes it different. So it is an event where they want not only the celebrities and the known, you know, actors from the space to speak, but actually a very wide range of business owners, professionals, experts in their respective fields. And that comes down to, like you mentioned, blockchain, cryptos, AI, NFTs, metaverse, etc. And as for the preparations for Belgrade event, for instance, we had hundreds of applicants as speakers. I walked through most of them, probably all of them, checked their bios, had conversations with them. And it came down to that we invited and wanted to have with us people who were willing to entertain the audience, who wanted to come and bring something new and catchy and different, not just participate and do maybe the bit dull routine talk or keynote as they always do, but really engage the audience, share their expertise. And it was actually amazing. So all the speakers, participants, including government representatives from Montenegro and Serbia and from Dubai, our very own Dr. Marwan Al-Zaruni was there, also representing the government of Dubai. So they were really, really inspiring and really gave them all. And as a personal request to all the speakers, I had actually two. For the keynote speakers, I asked them to come with a catchy title. I asked them not to bring me something very conventional and dull, but really something that would make me to choose out of three stages this particular speak at the time. And the other one was a challenge I threw out to them that, you know, your challenge is to engage your audience so everyone forgets they have mobile phones with them. And if they touch them, it's only for to take photos. And I think we all did really well. They all did very well with that. So it comes down to sharing the newest, the fresh information which they have and hold as the professionals and experts. But, you know, aside of that, really engage with the audience and bring everyone together. So it was our event and joint event. And I think it was amazing. And I couldn't be happier as a program director. And via your talks, I would like to send my appreciation and thanks and love to all of them, because they were simply amazing. Whether they were panelists or moderators or keynote speakers, it was just amazing. Also, also
can you
my
mention tomorrow can you mention a couple of names? You know, we don't want to mention
oh all. That's
we
always
don't wanna,
that's
we
always
don't want people to be sad, but can you mention those
I know
that did an impact, I think, in the event? Because I'm seeing also the titles, as you mentioned, they are not normal titles. They are, of course, they mean a lot to us, but the way it was even written, it is a special way. It's a catchy title, not just a normal.
Yes.
Can you mention a little bit about the event itself? Any highlights that you can share with us?
Happy to. Well, first of all, I need to brag a little bit that all the panel topics were made by me. So I made them, created them, and they came from me. And I challenged myself and I challenged the panelists, and they loved it and they took the challenge well. So I'm very happy about that. And most of the keynote titles came from them. We did some small modifications, which I think was really cool because I wanted them to be catchy and people really to be excited. The highlights, there were so many, but we had the government panel, for instance, where we had Dr. Marwan Al-Zaruni, we had the Prime Minister of Montenegro, we had Mr. Nenad coming from the Prime Minister office of Serbia. He was moderating that by request, and he accepted, and they did amazing job. We had the Honorary Consul of Serbia for Singapore, Mr. Cheng. Calvin Cheng, Scott Page with Chris Quantum did an amazing live music performance on Saturday evening. I had the Fireside Chat Crypto Granny special with them prior to that. We had Vladimir Djukanovic, which is probably some kind of celebrity in Serbia, coming from the financial world. We had Dusan Zika with the NFTs, Vesa, a crypto artist. He couldn't make it to Dubai, so the team definitely wanted him in Serbia. We had several lawyers, who were amazing. Erwin Wolleder from EU Blockchain Association, Loretta Joseph all the way from Australia, sharing her amazing insights. We had Finspeaker Mafia, Elias and Pekka also participating. We had Miss Agnes from Bulgaria, a metaverse expert, Michael Kutayar, metaverse architect from Malta, Expresso CEO Richard Mifsud, coming from the fintech field and gaming tech background, did amazing job in moderating several panels on my request. And Ian Halpering was there, Akomi was there, so many. And to unfortunately many, I had to say no, simply because we filled all the spots. So we should probably do a 1 week event to you know, have everyone there. And I was very sad for each and every no I had to say. But I definitely will, you know, encourage everyone to check back all the social media channels of tomorrow conference. Also in LinkedIn, we are still sharing a lot of posts, you know, podcasts and you know, YouTube briefs we did and recorded there. So yeah, it's still, the hype is still out there and absolutely worthwhile checking the speakers. They were all amazing.
Indeed, indeed. And that's the website, tomorrowconference.net. Do join, do check it out. There's some streams directly on the website other than the social media. Do take it from there. I'll put it in the description also so that you can directly link to it and then connect to tomorrow. Anita, thank you for being with us. Any last words before we finalize this session and this episode to our audience?
To the previous, I still want to add that we have not started to share the videos of this panels and speeches. So those will be coming. So please memorize the homepage address. And other than
there's
that,
the recap on the
thank
website.
You.
There's day one, day two, day three recap. Those are the highlights.
Those are there. Yes, those are there already, but we will be coming out and sending to the respective panelists and speakers also their keynotes and the panel recordings. And I'm sure we will share them and they will share them. So they will be, most of them for sure, available for everyone. And other than that, I'm just hoping we have a good, relaxing, not so busy summer ahead of us as for the industry. And then looking forward to a very active end of the year, because I'm certain that after the summer, towards the end of the year, a lot of things within our industry will change for the better. And of course, there will be another Tomorrow Conference out there by the end of this year, as it seems also. So, yeah, indeed, let's have a great summer and catch up soon after summer.
We will definitely share those videos on our channel since we are a media partner. Once they are available, I'll try to add them later and post-rated also on the description so that you can check them. And we will share them, of course, on our channel. With that, I'd like to say thank you, Anita, and thank you, Tomorrow Conference, for the different way, the new spirit, I would say, for making conferences, especially in the emerging technologies, fun again, I would say. People love to share, people love to attend and experience an outer experience to the moon, because this is how you start in every episode or in every conference. A moon landing, if I'm not mistaken, or outer space landing. And then from there on, you take us to an experience.
Yes, and just like Scott Page usually says, it's so hard to have so much fun. And that's exactly what we have at the Tomorrow Conference. Big fun.
Indeed, indeed. So with that, I'd like to thank you again, Anita. Don't forget tomorrowconference.net, and see you soon.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Take care.